Today's Light Rock, B103. There's you two. Still haven't found what I'm looking for. 713. Good morning. I'm Sean Henry. 32 and windy this morning. So make sure the kids are bundled up on the bus stop for sure. Michelle Markham joining us once again. Thanks for being here.
You're welcome.
Your son is learning to drive. Oh, boy.
That is true.
All right. Davin, how old are you?
15.
15 years old, and you think that you are mature enough to get behind the wheel of a vehicle?
Yeah, just about.
Just about. All right. Now, have you been studying? Are you taking driver's ed right now?
Yeah.
Okay. So you have your learner's permit? Is that how
yes.
it works, Mom?
Yeah, and he goes to Drive Right.
Drive Right?
Yes.
What is that?
Well, the schools don't offer driver's ed.
Oh, okay.
So he goes to Drive Right. It's 4 weeks, 4 days a week.
Okay. All right. Very good. And how long have you been going to Drive Right, Davin?
I think it was about 3 weeks now.
Okay. How long until your 16th birthday?
9 months.
Yeah.
Oh, 9 months?
They have to have 9 months behind the wheel.
What?
Oh, the rules have gotten so much stricter than when you and I got our licenses.
Wow. Yeah. They just handed them out like candy when I was a teenager.
Yep.
All right, Davin. Well, your mom doesn't think you've been studying hard enough, so she's got a little quiz for you, okay?
All righty.
Okay.
He's like, all righty.
What has to be on when your windshield wipers are going?
Oh, your headlights.
Good job.
That is correct. Very good. Yes, yes. Very
okay.
good.
What is the speed limit in a school zone?
20 miles an hour.
That's right, too.
Is that right?
That's right.
See, to me, the speed limit in a school zone is as fast as the bus in front of you. You just tail the bus in front of you, and then you should be good to go.
Davin, don't listen to Sean.
Don't listen. Yeah, don't listen to me on so many levels. What kind of car are you driving, Davin?
I'll either drive my mom's car or my dad's car, so probably a Trailblazer or whatever car my mom's is.
what do you have? Like
I have a Rendezvous.
She has a Buick Rendezvous, even. I know that because I see it parked in the parking lot. What does your dad drive?
Trailblazer.
A Trailblazer? Okay, so you got two big vehicles to choose from.
Yeah.
Very good. All right, we'll give you one more question here and see how you do. Go ahead, Mom.
One rearview mirror is required so you can see at least blank feet behind your car. How many feet behind your car?
10?
No.
10 feet.
10 is what I'm guessing. I'm not sure.
That does not feel right
to
me.
It's 200 feet.
200 feet?
Oh.
Yes.
Who's supposed to know that? Is that even on the test?
It's in the rules of the road book.
Is that?
I haven't learned that yet.
I don't even think that's on the test.
I like it how it says you have to have at least one rearview mirror. You don't have to have two. You just have to have one.
Side view probably is
yes.
what they're saying.
200 feet.
The rear view is for the one. That the rear view is so that you can see your kids and yell at them.
Right.
The side views are for you to see behind the vehicle. And, Davin, let me just tell you this. When you're driving a car, the most important thing is what's in front of you. So don't worry about the mirrors.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Absolutely. Don't listen to me, man. All right. Well, you got 2 out of 3. That's not bad. Good luck to you, my friend. Another teenager on the road and another reason for all of us adults to run scared.
True. Me too.
All right. Thank you, Davin. Enjoy your day. There you go, Mom. This is when you start turning gray.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah. It's believe me. You get behind the wheel with it. You get in the car with your kid behind the wheel, and you just, it's a scary place
to
be.
That's how my mom was.
It's a scary place
to
be.
I try not to be.
It's 717.
Mornings with Sean Henry. Today's Light Rock, B103.